we rise. We consider the word of the Lord, which comes to us from Psalm 98, verses 1 through 4. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice, and sing praises. This is God's word. Grace and peace be to you through the mighty but merciful hand of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In Jesus' name, dear fellow redeemed. Maybe some of you can remember the radio host Casey Kasem. And it wasn't too long ago that he was on radio and TV bringing to us the top countdown of those pop music songs of our day. How many of the songs that were number one in the 70s, the 80s, or the 90s can you still remember today? There's one thing about pop music. It needs to be fresh, it needs to be new, but it doesn't need to last. Those songs that are famous today on the radio, that are popular, next year will probably have been forgotten. Today we sing a different song, a song that is very new, that is very fresh, but yet that never changes and endures forever. It's a song that's in fact not popular to the world, but to us, it is brand new every day as we sing of his new victory and his old faithfulness. We hear from verse 1, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. What is so new about this song? After all, it was written over 2,500 years ago. Maybe we could think of new not so much in terms of time or of something different, but in contrast to what is old. New in terms of fresh. For instance, a wilted leafless flower that you just planted 2 years ago, sitting next to a 30-year-old sturdy oak that's just coming into bloom this spring, that oak, though much older, actually in some ways seems much newer because it's living, because it's alive. Isaiah speaks of this new song in Isaiah chapter 42. Sing to the Lord a new song in his praise from the ends of the earth. What is significant about this parallel passage from Isaiah is chapter 42 of Isaiah centers around the promise of the coming Messiah. The servant of the Lord, we read at the beginning of chapter 42 of Isaiah, behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. Isaiah is prophesying of the coming servant of the Lord, Jesus, who will come to bring righteousness to all nations. And so we go on in Isaiah by verse 9 where he says, behold, the former things have come to pass, and the new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing to the Lord a new song. There Isaiah qualifies this new song, where he sets it in contrast to the former things, the old ways. Paul says as much also in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we read the words of the Spirit. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now we see what makes this song new. It's not the newness of it being popular today versus yesterday. It's the newness of that created life that God has put in your heart. Old things have passed away, Paul says. Or have they? Have the former ways really passed away? The Spirit rightly describes our sinful flesh as the old man, something that is still with us, in contrast to the new man who was created according to Christ, according to righteousness and holiness. Day by day, that old man rises up to tempt us. Day by day, the world and our flesh leads us to slip into that old song, the song of death. Too often, unlike the words of our text, where it says the Lord has gained the victory, his right arm, those references to strength and power, too often the world wants you to think in terms of your own strength, your own right arm of victory. How strong are you to overcome? To look to yourself to solve your problems. And it all ends up centering around our selfish wants for what I want to happen and what I can make happen. It's actually our Achilles heel. It's our greatest weakness that Satan attacks, is relying on ourselves, where we put ourselves into situations where we know we'll be tempted. Relying on ourselves. These are the old ways. But your victory does not lie in your strength or your weakness. As we read, his right arm, his right hand, and his holy arm have gained him the victory. It is yours. The resurrection of God's Son has proved your former ways have gone. God has put them away. In Christ, all things have become new, and you are a new creation. You are God's new creation. We read in verse 2, the Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has uncovered his salvation before the eyes of the whole world. But how many really see it as it's uncovered? Is it something we can see with our eyes? When you look around you in your life, when you look at your own actions, when you look at how this world exists, do you see the victory? We read of the victory in our epistle reading. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Something you can't see with your eyes, that Jesus is the Son of God. It's something that you overcome this world with by faith. Yes, all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. It's either going to be by faith in the preaching of the gospel now, or as God reveals all things to all people on the last day with his judgment. He has done marvelous things. Our song is new, and yet it never changes. Contrary to much of popular music today, I think we could probably agree that when it comes to music, the long-lasting value of it is going to center on content. For music, whether it's Beethoven, Bach, or the Beatles, it's got to have some meaning to it that will last for the next generation, whether it's in the lyrics or in the fullness of the music. We sing of his old faithfulness. Verse 3, He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. If you didn't know who Jesus Christ was and what he's done for you, and you were to start thinking about God remembering things, that would be a very fearful thing. You mean God remembers what I did in high school, what I did in college, what I did last week? You mean when I stand before God on the last day, he's going to remember all the wrong things I've done in my life? He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness. Yes, we need to look at God's memory in light of what Christ has done. When we find these words, mercy and faithfulness, side by side in the Old Testament, many times it's linking to God's promises, his covenant, the covenant of promise, where God made an agreement with himself to cleanse you of all your sins, to send a Savior. So the psalmist who's writing this, before the Savior's even come, can sing a new song because he knows God's faithfulness, that the Savior will come to conquer death and Satan. When God remembers, it's not to say that he's forgotten at one time or another. No, that's not the way that Scripture describes God's memory. When God remembers something, it means he's doing something. He remembers and he does. He remembers his enduring relationship with you through baptism, and he brings Jesus to you to remind you that all your sins have been paid for. As Psalm 25 says, "Do not remember the sins of my youth. According to your steadfast love, remember me for your goodness' sake." Yes, this is the old faithfulness of our God, that he remembers what Christ has done for you, and he doesn't remember your sins. The other day it was raining outside, and I was sitting in my office, and it was cloudy and gloomy, and just outside my window I could hear birds chirping. And I thought, what do they have to chirp about? I don't feel necessarily like chirping myself. Well, those birds knew something. They knew that the rain which was coming down was going to push the worms up to the surface. And pretty soon those clouds were going to pass, and the sun was going to shine, and the grass was going to look greener. They were going to be hopping around in the warmth of that sun. That is our Christian life in this world, a hidden life. When those gloomy clouds are passing over, that you know what's coming. You know God's faithfulness. As verse 4 goes on, shout joyfully to the Lord all the earth. You can sing a new song. New is not in the sense of popular, it's not in the sense of music itself, but what we're learning is God, when the Bible talks about our songs, it's talking about our confession, our praise to God for what he's done. It's new because old things have passed away. As we read in the book of Lamentations, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Yes, that Old Testament believer who at the right time of the writing of this was likely carried off captive to the Babylonians, held prisoner, Jerusalem destroyed. He could sing a new song because he knew God was going to bring his people back to the promised land. He knew that the seed of the woman would be carried on and Jesus would be born and all of your sins are paid for. Because when God remembers, it's as good as done. Yes, we shout joyfully every time we witness to this faithful God. Every time we show love and devotion toward our spouse, even when it seems they don't deserve it or they haven't done something for us first. We witness to this enduring love when we listen to our parents, when we love our children, when we continue to look to God's good purpose, which may be hidden in everything around you, you just can't explain what's going on, we shout joyfully to the Lord. Unlike the pop charts, which come and go, we sing a song that endures the test of time. It's been there at the Garden of Eden, and it's there for us today. It is old, yet it never grows old. It is new, yet it never changes. His faithfulness endures forever. Amen.